Let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, three times. Seyata mune mune maha munai soha. Seyata of praise and mantra. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispelled of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha Lapisite. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate suha. The four measurables. Three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. The verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, his head of Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. know the verse of praise and mantra, or are your mother Tara? Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to Liberator Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Sanje Chogha Tsuchu Chogham La Chanchu Gondong Dhani Chogha Chaya Dhaghe Chushin Jibhe Sunam Dola Dhenje Sanje Numarai Sho Sanje Chogha Tsuchu Chogham La Chanchu Gondong Dhani Chogha Chaya Dhaghe Chushin Jibhe Sunam Dola Dhenje Sanje Numarai Sho Sanje Chota Tsoje Chonam La Chancho Pato Dane Chancho Nya Dake Chishin Jibhe Suna Nola Penje Sanje Nro Marayishu Pata Alame Mena Miya Chi Ombo Tawa Jachin Laso Chuchu Chama Chama Sanje Suna Rondo Shishin Jibhe Jibhe Pata Shishin Jibhe Tase Pene Namalaya Gata Luta Nishin Gaya Chupon Tata Miya Gendam Tata Nro Kunya Nama Chuta Can you see me? I'm not able to see too. I'm not able to see all the people in one. I'm not sure what happened. Anyway, so another obstacle. Not able to see anyone. Not everyone.
We have more people here, Geshe-la, than Zoom will show on one screen. Zoom will only show 25 people. And there are 40 people here.
I only see two people.
Oh.
We need to go to the technology class.
Geshe-la, are you on your laptop?
Yes.
You know, if you look in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, there's a little icon that says View. Very top on the right-hand side on your screen, if you move your cursor.
Okay.
If you click on that and click Gallery, it should show you everybody.
Show the management. I don't know what happened, so not going to waste our time, so good morning, all of you, so not able to see all of you, only see people at the Kadamba Center, good morning, and all of you, good morning, so thank you very much for coming back to Sunday Dharma class. Yeah, I see Patricia from Patagonia. Oh, yeah. So, what else do I say? So, anyway, I'm not going to try to figure it out for waste time. So I only see few people, Patricia and the same people at the Kadamba Center. Yeah, so any questions?
Yes, Geshe-la, there were quite a number of questions from last week. So I'm going to read them slowly, and I'll also put them in the chat so everyone can see them. The first question, is it possible to send weapons as an expression of compassion? This is my struggle. I try not to hate Putin or the Russians. It makes me sad to see dead Russian soldiers in destroyed tanks. But if we do nothing to help the Ukrainians defend themselves, isn't it possible that the cost of doing nothing tangible in military terms causes more suffering? And then the next question. The next question is, does giving support to sending weapons to Ukrainians to defend themselves by killing create bad karma, despite one's best intentions and positive, compassionate motivations?
Yeah, anybody want to say something, please do.
And then the next question.
Yes, well, the first question. Yeah, please summarize the first question.
The question is whether it's possible to send the weapons to Ukraine as an expression of compassion for them, that the person doesn't like seeing dead Russian soldiers, but feels like it's, if we don't help Ukraine, it'll cause more suffering.
In the donation, please. Anybody want to say something, please? No, without pressures. Anybody want to share your like knowledge?
Hi, I just want to say, I think that some of this stuff that is being discussed is from a point of view of, that's just a conceptual thing. When I hear this question, the first thing I think about is I can't control any of those things. I can't control who gets sent what. All I can do is stay informed, impact the local, you know, world around me in a way that aligns with that kind of compassion for all human life, and pray, because the truth is, this, a lot of this is out of my personal hands, and whether they send them or not, I mean, you know, that's a political thing. And like, from a point of view of what can you do? I mean, and it's an opinion. And how do I spend my mental energy? I can't do that. I can be kind to people now. I can discuss, you know, things that are relevant. I don't know what the purpose of thinking about this kind of stuff in terms of personal peace. I can affect change where I can. And that's all I have.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you.
Nico has his hand up, Geshe-la.
Yeah, please. Yeah, it's good to say the name. Who's like, really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Yeah, Nico, please.
Yeah, so my belief is that sending weapons or, you know, providing the means for violence and certainly killing is just a non-starter, because the harm that can be done with those weapons and with my intention to send them so that they might harm others would be would lack ethics as far as, you know, providing a means for violence and killing. I think it's much better to send love and compassion with equanimity for both sides, hoping that they wake up and realize that, you know, peace cannot be achieved with violence, and certainly their own peace cannot be achieved by killing.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Wonderful.
And Neely has her hand up?
Yes, please, yeah, more. I think, like, if we share the knowledge, probably better.
So when I think of what's happening in the Ukraine, I think of what it reminds me of is the British occupation of India when Gandhi was trying to fight for independence. And a lot of Indians were killed in the process and beaten and hurt. And I remember a quote Gandhi said was, "An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind." And he really emphasized the importance of nonviolence means to accomplish freedom. And I think sending weapons, while the intention might be let's try to help, will only result in more harm. In the death of a Russian or a death of a Ukrainian, it's still death of a human being. And I think on the Mahayana path, we are encouraged to see all humans as our brothers and sisters, no matter what label they have on them. And I remember Geshe-la saying that when we say our prayers, there's energy, and if we all focus our energy on the same intention, it is very powerful. And so I do think that prayer is a very active and very probably powerful way of trying to help bring peace and alleviate suffering for both sides. That's all.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Greatly appreciate it.
Mary has her hand up, Geshe-la.
Yeah, Mary Richardson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Mary, go ahead.
Yes, I was happy we talked about this last week, and a lot. And I thought about what Geshe-la was talking about is equanimity, and he told the story about, you know, we need to analyze and think we see a snake, but it's really a coiled rope on the side. And there's a lot of sides to this story. And to think that we want to facilitate more aggression is kind of antithetical to what we're trying to do with our equanimity and promoting peace. And what was fascinating to me was last week on Friday, the Pope called for the consecration of Russia and Ukraine into the Holy and the Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary. And this comes from the prophecies of Fatima. Remember when Fatima, in the appearance at Fatima and the revelations for those children? And the third one was supposed to be related to Russia and Ukraine. And the whole idea is it wasn't really revealed, but the idea is we must purify humanity as we move into this next millennium. And so we don't really know what's happening is my point. And for us, like Geshe-la talks about, we need to analyze things. We need to assess and go deep and try to understand. We may not understand what's happening, but I think I'm just so grateful for the teachings of Geshe-la and for this group. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it, Mary. Oh, thank you. Anybody else want to say
something? Bob has his hand up, Geshe-la. Bob Meneza?
Yes. Hi, Geshe-la, everybody. I just wanted to throw out a reminder that we can donate to agencies that aren't supplying weapons. We can donate to agencies that are helping the animals, or Doctors Without Borders might be doing something. So there are lots of ways to do something tangible that doesn't include buying weapons. And so they're just praying every day, all of us together. Thank you.
Thank you, greatly appreciate it.
Venerable Kondo has her hand up, Geshe-la.
Yeah, sure.
Good morning. I think I said some of this last week, and these are just no correct perspective, but just some information. When China invaded Tibet, there are monks that gave up their robes to fight. And what the Dalai Lama said at that time, if I remember from reading correctly, is that, yes, to protect yourself and to protect, you know, people, but do it from a place that is not of anger and resentment. Now, and regarding people's choices, I don't, since I know that I don't have great wisdom or compassion, so following on Mary Richardson's lead that we just can't know, I don't feel it's my place to even hazard a judgment about other people's choices, because I just don't know. Well, what was my last thing? And there was a question that was offered to Buddha many in about a king asking if he, about, you know, the violence required to defend his people. And the Buddha said, first exhaust all other options. But as the protector of the people, at some point you may need to do what you need to do to fulfill your commitment to protecting your people. Now, those are all different perspectives. I'm not saying any of them is the correct one. I come from a place of ignorance and not a very good memory. So thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
And Giovanna also has her hand up.
Yes.
So sorry for my English, but I'm a European. And this war affects me a lot. And if I couldn't go there and help, not with firearm or so, but so I take the first flight for that, because it's so hard for us in Europe, so a war. So America is far. You have nothing, but in Europe, so I hear from my mom, from my father, from my granddad, what is a world war in your land? We have a house that are bombarding the Second War. And, you know, I hear all my life, all the history. And if I hear about Ukraine, I'm so suffer, and I want to do something for these people, you know? It's so strong. And send a firearm or no, one part of me say it's not good, because you don't resolve a problem with firearm, with a weapon. And the other part, when you see all these children that for one day, another day, they have no more house, their life is so destroyed, all this trauma, you want to do something to stop, not the Russian, because the Russian suffer again. It's nothing with Russia or Ukraine. is a power person that decides something and what you can do to stop this person, you know, because this is not the people of Russia. It's not the people of Ukraine. It's one, how to stop these people in power. They do so much pain in this world. So for me, it's a big issue, all these things, and I couldn't sleep for night because it's so close to me, and it's not easy. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Greatly appreciate it, Giovanna. Thank you for sharing your thoughts.
And Vivian has her hand up.
I think, I can't see her. She just finished talking. But I think this is exactly correct. And I, right or wrong, I say I agree. In that this is not something that's just erupted out of nowhere. Many people have experienced what the Ukrainians have experienced and are experiencing. And it is a matter, and I honestly think that there's I try to see the best out of the situation is where there might be, in that now it has such visibility that we've hit critical mass, that there's an opportunity for change, and that is what we mobilize towards. And, you know, there are many refugee relief organizations here in North Carolina who service them, like the World Relief Center, like the U.S. Commission for Refugees, that you can actively get involved with and give a release of energy of, you know, our intentions to have this resolved peacefully. Because I think action is necessary, you know, unified intention and what we can do here. You know, because it's easy to feel powerless. Like, what can I do? What we can do here is help the people who are traumatized, hurt, and trying to help them find home again and find family they've lost, whether they're biological and they're trying to reconnect or to find new people that they can connect with here and call family. So, you know, there are 5 major agencies in the Triangle area that you can Google and find a place to you know, put your intention.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Vivian. Greatly appreciate it. Oh. Anyone?
Well, Elise has her hand up.
Yeah, Elise, yeah.
I think this situation makes me think of the story of the Buddha on the ship who killed the person who was going to murder a lot of other people, and how motivation behind what is being done is really critical. And although it's really heartbreaking that weapons are needed to being used to destroy so many people on all different sides. First of all, I think that the motivation, from my interpretation of the news, which might not be correct, is that the motivation is to protect Ukraine, to defend, and many other means have been tried and are currently being tried to prevent additional violence, like all the sanctions, the unity of people around the world. And there has been a lot of positive that's come out of this, in that the world seems finally to be united in the awareness of people being harmed. And this awareness was not so broadcast in so many other situations that have been taking place and are still being taking place in other parts of the world, like in Tibet and Serbia and places in Africa and all around the world. So maybe this is bringing the forefront in people's awareness, the compassion for people that are being attacked and destroyed. So it's unfortunate that this has to come out in a bloody war and destruction. But I think feel like this situation, more than any other wars and attacks that we've heard about and know about around the world, the motivation and the means to try to stop it has more of an attitude of compassion and defense than others. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it, Elise.
Geshe-la, Elise mentioning that the wonderful story about the Buddha on the ship, one of the things that really, really struck me about that story was that the Buddha's motivation was not just to save the people who were going to be killed, but also to save the person who intended to kill. That out of his compassion, he took that man's life so that he would not have the karma of killing all those people. And I think, at least for me, one of the big challenges with this war is that I do kind of automatically feel a lot of sympathy for the people of Ukraine, but I also feel for the Russian soldiers and even Putin, that, you know, they're creating, there's a lot of negative karma being created right now.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. So, yeah, it's, you know, the whole situation is like emotionally or mentally very difficult for all of us. Non-accepting uncertainty. I think that's like what drives this war. Non-accepting uncertainty generates fears. That non-accepting uncertainty could be driven by, you know, not by fact, could be driven by ideas, probably produced by ignorance. Not necessarily driven by, not necessarily generated by fact. So then assessment based on that ignorance idea that driven by, generated by ignorance or based on not accepting uncertainty or fear. So then, you know, like, yeah. Wherever the war happens, like, innocent people pay the price. Yeah, especially the children, you know, nothing to do with the war. So, it's kind of hard. Not just hard, very hard. So now the question is, you know, sending the weapon out of compassion. Yeah, as I said last Sunday, human, it's part of human, not really like true nature, but it's part of the human, so we tend to take side. That's not surprising, no, that's like, it happens. Yeah, we are all hoping good outcome, no matter which way you are supporting the Ukrainians, you know, for this tragedy. We are all hoping the good outcome, that their good outcomes eventually it will end, because anything that begins will end. You know, that's like natural law of causalities. Everything that begins will end. it can go like on and on, you know, so like everything changed. So now here, we are hoping that Vishal has answer. I don't have answer. So that's why I'm asking all of your opinions, you know. This is very difficult situation. So you can't just yeah, of course, according to Buddhism, you know, taking life is not good things. That's easy to say, but and I don't have answer. So what I do, I can share my personal experience when I read news, when I watch news, I see, you know, like generally speaking, usually news, they don't show good things. They show mainly show something that people kind of like. And very unfortunately, people tend to like to watch something, or somebody doing something nice, giving the people not really interesting to watch, or somebody's fighting, the people, everybody kind of watch, like, you know, the animal fighting, people fighting, dog fighting, people kind of tend to watch, you know, like somebody like bringing food for somebody, helping them. They don't show that much on the TV because I think people are not interested to see it. So that the bottom line, the news is all about, is also business. So they want to more people to watch their news. So then they precisely calculate what kind of news, you know, so generate more views. So it's like, it's very complicated. It's almost like spider waves. It's like you can't, in every direction is like something here. Like, it's very complicated. So, I'm not saying this is, as I mentioned, it's very, very hard on all of us. So yesterday I met one Russian lady, and you know that you've also seen news. It's very complicated. It's very complicated situations, and like people that like nothing to do. So then what they hear, one side, that's all they hear. They don't hear all kind of side. And they tend to believe that, and they're just, you know, like, it's very complicated. Even they're talking to the Russian lady, it's like, just wondering what she thinks about, you know, about the war, and what, it's very complicated. Even just getting a chance to talk to someone who's from Russia, chance to get chance to talk directly, talk to that person. That was also feeling very not good at all about the war. So then, you know, now because of now the modern technologies, you can send some message within a second, make somebody feel very bad. What is the purpose of that? But there's not much purpose. So we all need to be very, very careful. Start from our own mindset. Make sure that your mind doesn't get negative. No, I'm not saying it's easy. It's very hard. It's very hard, but we cannot give up. If your mind is disturbed, you can think good. If you can think good, I think more likely you can do good things. So for us, as far as the individual being is concerned, so for us, our moral responsibility to do whatever we can do out of positive mind. So now question is like, I'm not sure nobody really tells it. Sending the weapon out of compassion, is that possible? You see, in the Buddhism, there's a Rapul Deji. Yeah, there is in Tantra teaching, there's a way to utilize energy that's generated by anger. Utilize that energy because the energy that's generated by anger is so strong, whether it is a positive or negative, generally speaking, it's very strong. Among another emotions generate energy, but anger generates the most energy. Therefore, we can't be angry all the time. Like, if anger lasts, meaning you get so angry, if that lasts 1 hour, probably life will be finished. Because that's how much energy kind of required. So that's why anger, you know, doesn't last that long. It just, I mean, the rage, how is the rage? Yeah, it doesn't last. So now, in Tantra teaching, that's why this wrathful looking deity, there's a way to utilize energy that produced by anger to utilize into something, so for some good outcome. In Tantra teaching, that's possible. So now, probably it's like, it's like individual persons that you need to analyze your mindset. And is this possible? When you see two people, just like set aside the country, if you see the two people, one of like your friend, one is like, you don't know, a stranger, or like, if you see they're fighting, what happened if you give, can you give a weapon to your friend out of compassion? It is possible. So they what's your goal? But your goal is like to win, to defeat the person who is like attacking your friends. So intentions, motivations, gross, subtle motivations, time of actions, and initial motivations. Which motivation we are talking about? Are we talking about initial motivation is compassion, or motivation is motivation or time of action is compassion? What kind of motivations? Is that possible with compassion towards whom? Towards your friend or towards the person that your friend is fighting? Compassion towards both of them? Then you handed the weapon to your friends? Is that possible? No, I'm not in a position to judge your opinions and your ideas. No, I'm just asking, ask yourself questions. That's all I'm asking. You know, so it's hard. So I myself make sure that when I read news, watch the news, so make sure that first the mind that comes out, you know, as a monk, I just say prayer. Is that enough? Probably not. No problem, it's not enough. I'm not saying that's enough, it's not enough. Will that change the circumstance on the ground? Hard to say. What will change if the leader generates some kind of common sense what's happening on the ground and generates some kind of sympathy or compassion that could change whole course of this war? But at the moment it doesn't look like this is possible. So now all of us, my friend, including Gishigele, practically what we can do without being angry. If you're hoping the Gishila has answer, I don't have answer. I don't have answer. I'm struggling like you do. Same thing. No, I'm also very devastated by, particularly seeing the children have nothing to do with this war, and running here, running there. There's another age that you should not be traumatized. You should be care, love, treated. And like children, what you do, you play, and you sleep, you play, that's all you do. So these are all gone, so that's why very devastated, very much devastated. So basically, it's all about, you know, lack of compassion, seeing compassion as a weakness, not practicing compassion. That's what's happening. And it's all like focus on winning. I'm not sure what that really means, winning, like in their leader's idea what that means for winning. So when you, every single person's looking for happiness, if you destroy their happiness, you are not really winning. You are creating more enemies. You are creating more people that doesn't like you, because why? You destroy their happiness, their livelihood. But they've been living there, and all of a sudden you kill them, and hoping to win something. So I think there's no win. There's no win. Nobody wins. And so I don't have answers. Sorry, all my friend. I don't have answers. So I just share my experience. And every single day I pray. So then whatever ways I can help, you know, so I guess if I see Russian people, Ukrainian people, then I ask them, you know, then whatever ways I can help, then I'll help them. So then I feel like instead of just thinking, always being angry, then doing really nothing, just angry. So then that's not the best, you know. If you feel like you're doing something, contributing something, right, through prayer, through talking to someone, and then kind of, you know, like feel like that you're doing your part. You know, you know, this is the most this is difficult for all of us. So, so now you could say easily, so develop bodhicitta, or like easy to say, but practical level is not that easy. It's not easy because as a human, at the end, we are all human. We have all kinds of emotions rise based on the circumstance. So now the circumstance is not something like good, it's very bad, and not able to sleep, thinking about, you know, particularly all these innocent people leaving their home, not knowing where to go, the country they go, they don't speak the language, and they don't know the environment, and particularly children have no idea what's happening. You know, it's like all, it's all horrible. But if you just focus on that all day long, you just get upset. They're really doing nothing. They're not saying prayer and doing nothing. So then doing nothing here is not the option right now. But doing something with angry mind, then when you get angry, so then you lose your peace of mind. So then more likely disturbing thought takes over. So that's exactly what's happening on the ground. Disturbing thought takes over. In the leaders, their disturbing thought takes over, so that's why they make the decision based on their disturbing thought. They don't make decision based on compassion. They don't make decision based on common sense, what's happening on the ground. They totally make decision based on pride, arrogant, and like self-interest. And yeah, so anyways, it's very hard. So for my opinion, so like whatever you can do, so as like somebody Vivid or somebody mentioned, they are like charity group, you can participate. And if you harbor anger, if you harbor anger, there's a pain. It is pain. You are in pain, according to Master Shantidevas. Shedha sumusem chana. Anger was caused, pain is pain. Then we must understand it. Anger is pain. When you get angry, you are in pain. You can't think good. You cannot do good because you are in severe pain. because of that pain doesn't allow you to experience peace of mind. It's all gone. Then you cannot sleep. You can sleep. There will be no physical pleasure, there will be no mental pleasures, it's all gone. Not just that, then you lose the ability to make good judgment. You lose the ability to make good judgment or good decisions. Then how anger rises? Because we have two types of desires. Desire to want something, and like aversion, desire to not want something. So then some obstacle takes place between that, you know. Midir chedan devayi, kejebali, junjuba, there are some kind of interruptions taking place between your desires. So then you find the fuel for anger, then you get angry. Then you shout, you scream, you throw things. If somebody's around there, they're scared. Why they're scared? Because if someone shouted to you, you are probably scared too. You know? So even the animals, the dogs, also kind of slow to run away. They also get scared. If you get angry, you shout, scream. That's very unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. So that's what anger does. That's what anger does. So, any circumstance, anger is the most best solutions. Even though it's very hard, at the moment it's very hard not to take side. But anger is, no matter what kind of circumstance, anger is not good for you. It's not just about religious business. It's not good for you. Why is not good for you? Because when you get angry, you are in pain. When you are in pain, you don't feel anything good. You don't see anything good. Then why we do that? You know, taking care of yourself is your moral responsibility. So that you make sure that you don't want to cause any pain to yourself. But anger does cause pain. You know, so this is very practical things. It's not just religious things. This is very practical things. So now, then based on that, then what you can do, you can say prayer, you can say mantra, or you can participate in this NGO that helps children's, women's, they probably tend to feed them, probably help them. Is that the best option? Or if there's no any options besides sending weapons, it's very hard for me as a monk because we Tibetans went through that, because I'm not just talking. We went through that. So that, you know, there's always risk or ideas pops up, or maybe, you know, the leader, they decided to occupy your country. If you don't think very carefully, you may end up hating the people of that country. So that's not right thing to do. It's not moral thing to do. People who occupy the country, maybe they are just, they follow rules. They have no options. They just follow rules. They're sent there. Probably have no clue what's going on. We Tibetans, you know, went through that. As I mentioned last time, not like just like here comparing, you know, so more than 1 million people died in Tibet around 1959-60s. And many monasteries have been destroyed. Not much attention that Tibet received from the outside world. Maybe it's very isolated. It's very hard. Even His Holiness Dalai Lama asked, oh, we shouldn't hate Chinese people. We should, you know, pray that every, like, yeah, so then the younger generation, they get kind of tired of hearing that, like, why is always talk about bodhicitta, bodhicitta, nothing changed. Yeah, that's why they think like that. They have proper point. Now the question is, what is the alternative? What is the alternative? Maybe not war. Or maybe not another alternative is killing them who occupied. And like, same situations. Now the question, who's going to provide the weapon? What do we have? We don't have oil. We don't have gas. Who's going to provide the weapon for us? And who's going to go there to kill? So situation is complicated. The best option, you know, like, it's going on. It's not just, like, it's been going on. Not a war, but now still it's been more than 65 years of struggle. 65 years of struggle. But, you know, people there, like, live their own country, live with fear. You can't express your thought. And, like, and they can accuse you anytime, any moment. They can just put you to jail. Yeah, nobody like one day you can probably like put in the like newspaper in the, here in the West, and the result eventually you die or they release you. When they release you, your life is pretty much finished. And you live a few months, then you die. So that is still happening. But you know, like when you see, it's a very complicated situation. Very complicated situation. And our spiritual leader, His Holiness Dalai Lama, always asks all the Tibetans to like practice non-violent path. Always encourage us to follow the Mahatma Gandhi's, you know, approach to struggles, like non-violence. So, yeah, many young people, they're kind of tired of that. And they're thinking all kinds of things. When it's come down to a practical level, that's not my choice. The country you are against is like huge and like now almost become like, get to the point that almost like now losing hope that we can go back to our motherland. It comes down to that, you know. So, and I'm just sharing, I'm not like, I said, comparing anything, just sharing that we Tibetans live with that last 65 years and, we don't go to a public place and, you know, blow them up, blow the innocent people. You know what? You probably heard 190 people self-immolated. Each one of these persons is capable to kill thousands of Chinese people, but they don't. They don't. But if they have that much courage or like courage to take their life, they could easily blow up thousands of people quite easily because they already sacrificed their life, but they don't do because like Tibetan culture is deeply rooted in Buddhism. So Buddhism, you know, like teach compassions. So last 60 years, even not one Tibetan person blew up themselves into the public place. Never happened. I think it's like because of the culture, they're deeply rooted in Buddhism. So we don't believe taking someone's life to guarantee a good outcome, especially innocent people. So it's hard been for Tibetan people like 65 years. So best thing is to pray for the good outcome. So then the prayer that, you know, it will be over soon, prayer, I think it will help. You know, when you pray, it generates energies. And let's hope this will, you know, like, help. So that's all I can say. So there's no easy answer. It's kind of complicated. I totally understand that you are, it's very hard on you emotionally. I was very much devastated. So we just pray. You know, I'm devastated because we have history. We went through that. So now seeing that it's on someone else, even harder. So the best thing, you know, with a calm mind, we've been praying for good outcomes. Last 65 years, still praying and asking to solve the trend issues through dialogue, asking all the Western countries, including the United States, you know, so provided a lot of helps, but we are not getting what we want, but, you know, we are still working, still hoping, so that one day, you know, we can go back and live there peacefully, side by side with the Chinese. If we kill each other, we can live side by side with the peaceful. That's not going to happen. So that's our hope. That's why His Holiness hope, that we can go back to our countries side by side with Chinese, live side by side with Chinese peacefully. That's our hope. So that's why our approach. So that's why middle way. So now, like, independent, that idea is pretty much not really realistic, even though the younger generation wants to be independent, but it's hard. So anyway, we Tibetan people last 65 years asking all the people all over the world, including His Holiness Dalai Lama, support us through prayer, through dialogue. The same time, same, we ask all people all over the world, your friends, all of them pray and solve the issue through dialogue with common sense, both sides benefited. So hope good outcome, then pray. So that's all we do, pray. Okay. So that's the based on experience that we Tibetan go through. So that's what we do, so pray, okay? So other than that, there is nothing much to say about this. You are devastated, I'm devastated, so I'm praying every single day. So that's why I ask you to pray every day, if it's possible, pray for them, their well-being, and pray the world will end sooner than later. So whatever ways, you know, so then pray all the people who lost their life, pray for their higher rebirth. Pray for the higher rebirth. When opportunity arose, then participate, whatever ways you can participate, in hating anyone doesn't do good for you. If you hate someone, it doesn't, because if you hate someone, then you are angry. When you are angry, you have no peace of mind. When you don't have peace of mind, then there are many, many side effects. So that's your moral responsibility. Make sure that you don't get angry, even though it's very hard, extremely hard, not to get angry, but we have to try all our best not to give any chance to express anger. Experiencing, probably human, if we are not liberated, you experience anger. But choice is you express or not express. And that, you know, so requires some deeper understanding from them. Okay? Sorry, so that last few weeks that we have been discussing extremely difficult issues, all the questions that have been raised on this extremely difficult issues, and I don't know what to say. Don't know what to say. Just pray. Okay? Thank you very much. Now I think time is up. Oh, sorry, time has now run out. Thank you so much. And please continue to pray, okay? For a good outcome. Huh? Yeah, Ramadan, sorry.
Start with the meditation verses from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. All the long life prayers. The land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful, chain-raising, Chinsen Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience, who received the name Avatare. The one with great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa Bliss and Void. Lama, ornament of the Yellow Hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Ranjanas Victor's doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Resoha, Om Taritu Taritu Resoha. Om Taritu Taritu Resoha, Om Taritu Taritu Resoha. Om Taritu Taritu Resoha, Om Taritu Taritu Resoha. Om Taritu Taritu Resoha.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for coming. Thank you very much. Huh?
Thank you,
so, see you next Sunday. So please continue to pray. So happy to see you all over here again. Well, thank you very much. So, Domasi, today we have like meditation, Buddha meditation or no?
Yes, we have practice today. Yes.
What, like people just want to continue meditation, Buddha meditation?
You know, I haven't heard anything from anybody whether they wanted to continue with Medicine Buddha or go on to Tara practice. So I'm happy with whatever you choose, Geshe-la.
It's not about whatever I choose. So I maybe, yeah, I was wondering, maybe we already did like two meditations on Medicine Buddha, two meditations.
Yes, we have.
I think we'll do today one more time. I think this time we need a lot of healing. No, we need a lot of healing because of the current situation that our mind has been very much disturbed. So we need a lot of healing. We do one more meditation. Then you ask people next Sunday Prana or Vajrasattva meditations, okay?
Okay.
So you take the 2-minute break or 3-minute break, so please come back, so then I will lead medicine Buddha meditations. So. Okay, all my friends, if you are sitting on the floor, wherever you are sitting, however you are sitting, sit comfortably, relax your body. Make sure there's no any stress related to your body, okay? Make sure that you sit comfortably, so whatever position that makes you more comfortable, just sit like that. I will guide you into this, you know, Buddhist version of healing meditations. So of course then I will know, like when I guide you the meditations, so I will probably, there's you know, something to visualize on your crown chakra. If you cannot visualize the medicine Buddha himself, so then when I mentioned each color of the medicine Buddha, you can visualize the color. So then think that is the healing energies. Okay, you can just visualize the color if you are not familiar with the medicine Buddha, you know, like the seven set of medicine Buddha, you can just visualize the color, okay? On your crown, on top of your crown, or on your crown, please visualize Medicine Buddha, form of light, in color, dark, bright blue. Right hand, supreme giving hand gesture, holding medicinal plant or flower. Left hand, meditative position means like placing on lap, holding a ball. That bowl is filled with medicinal nectar or amrita. On top of that, another medicine Buddha. Red color, right hand supreme giving hand gesture, left hand meditative positions, or you can just visualize the color. Top of that, another medicine Buddha, color combination of white and red, teaching mudra, and it's like teaching mudra. right hand facing out, left hand facing in. Top of that, a fourth medicine Buddha. Faded red, color faded red. Both hand meditative positions. Then the next three is same color, yellow. Next three medicine with the same color, or you can just visualize light. Or just visualize the color, okay, color. So that's the medicine Buddha, color in the yellow. And again, teaching mudra. Top of that, another medicine Buddha, number six, color in yellow. Right hand, Supreme Giving Hand gesture. Left hand meditative positions. The last one, color in yellow. Left, right hand. Giving protections or giving refuge and gesture, left hand meditative positions, yellow color. If it's possible, you can visualize that or just visualize the main medicine Buddha. If your relatives is like physically sick or mentally disturbed, you can visualize on their crown chakra, or you can just simply visualize light. Or your pet, friends, relative, close one, distant one, all the people in the war zone, expand your visualization much as far as possible, vast as possible. So now we'll say the medicine for the number seven name three times. And visualize after that one dissolve into the next one. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we lead recitations three times.
to Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, renowned glorious king of acts and signs, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, renowned glorious king of acts and signs, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, renowned glorious king of acts and signs, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge.
Now my friend, please visualize that one dissolve into number six. So now, three times recitation of number six.
To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, king of melodious sound, brilliant radiance of skill, adorned with jewels, moon, and lotus, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings.
So that one dissolves to the next one. Please say the name three times.
To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all conduct, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all conduct, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, stainless excellent gold, great jewel who accomplishes all conduct, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings.
So that one dissolves into number four.
To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, glorious Supreme One, free from sorrow, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, glorious Supreme One, free from sorrow, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, glorious Supreme One, free from sorrow, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings.
So now that one dissolves in the next one.
To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings.
And that one dissolves in the next one.
To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, king clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, king clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, seeing clearly, knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings.
So now the other one just over to Mary Medicine Buddha.
To Guru Bhagavan Tathagat Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagat Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagat Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings.
So what we just did is like we visualize highest complete form of energy, healing energy, that's what we just did, visualizing top of our crown chakra, different types of energy light and a healing energy form, complete healing energy, complete form of healing energy, that all the healing energy now dissolve into the main healing energy. And the color wise is like bright dark blue, form of Buddha. So now that energy, healing form of healing energy, dissolve through your crown chakra. Feel of your entire body from tip of the toe all the way to your crown chakra, up to your crown chakra, completely feel your body. All the negative karma and disturbing thoughts such as anger, jealousy, pride, arrogance, whatever thoughts that are disturbing you, visualize that, all of that in thick black, thick smoke and the black liquid comes out of every single pore of your body, comes out of that form of black smoke and the black liquid. Goes out beneath the ground that you are sitting. Go there, thousands and thousands of feet been there beneath the ground. All the disease visualized like form of pores and blood, same thing, comes out of every single pore from your body, comes out of there, then it goes down underneath the ground. Obstacles, spirit harm, the obstacles, all of that form of undesirable object, such as like scorpion, spider, so on and so forth, comes out of every single pore of your body and disappear beneath the ground, beneath you, completely disappear. Your body become like crystal clear glass and emerge as a like form of light. Your body emerge as a form of light. All the obstacles from your life should be completely removed. All your knowledge, realizations, such as compassion, kindness, bodhicitta, all of them tremendously increase like new waxing moon, increase like every day, increase bigger and bigger. And the police maintain that visualization, so we will say the medicine Buddha's mantra for 7 times, okay? Teyata, Om, Bekatse, Bekatse, Maha, Bekatse, Bekatse, Radha, Samugate, Soha. Teyata, Om, Bekatse, Bekatse, Maha, Bekatse, Bekatse, Radha, Samugate, Soha. Teyata, Om, Bekatse, Bekatse, Maha, Bekatse, Bekatse, Radha, Samugate, Soha. Teyata, Om, Bekatse, Bekatse, Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samukate Soha Deya Tha Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samukate Soha Deya Tha Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samukate Soha Deya Tha Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samukate Soha. Actually, you are supposed to visualize the mantra center of your heart chakra clockwise. The medicine for the mantra, longer one, shorter one. Shorter one, I just recited this, a short one. You can visualize that mantra around your heart chakra clockwise, light image from the mantras, the moment it touch friend, close one, loved one, heal them instantaneously, heal them physically, mentally, heal them. Okay. So now, second round, please maintain the visualizations as I described before. Necklace flows, the very ball medicine Buddha's holding, that ball is filled with medicine and necklace, flows through your crown chakra, fill up from tip of the toe all the way to your crown, completely fill up. All the negative karma, disturbing thoughts such as anger, jealousy, pride, all of that, form up black smoke, black liquid comes out of every single pore of your body and disappears beneath your crown, beneath the ground, completely disappears. All the disease form of pores and blood comes out of every single pore of your body to completely disappear beneath the ground, beneath you. All the spirit harm obstacles, all of them, form of undesirable object, comes out of every single pore from your body and completely disappear beneath the ground, beneath you, completely disappear. Peyata Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samugate Soha. Peyata Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekatse Bekatse Maham Bekatse Bekatse Ranza Samugate Soha. Light emitted from the mantra, which is located on your heart chakra. Light emit from there. Moment that light touch friend, close one, loved one, or all the things that you've been visualized under your meditations, instantaneously heal all of that. Now again, nectar, medicinal nectar flows through your crown chakra. Goes all the way down to the tip of your toe and fills up all the up to your crown chakra, completely fill your body. All the negative karma, disturbing thought, form of black smoke and black liquid comes out of every single pore of your body, comes out and goes down beneath your ground, beneath you, disappear. Disease, form of pores and blood comes out from. It comes out of every single pore in your body, comes out, goes ground beneath you, completely disappear. Obstacles, spirit harms, interference, form of undesirable objects such as scorpion, spider, comes out. Every single pore in your body goes down, ground beneath you, completely disappears. Your body become crystal clear. That crystal clear emerge into form of light. While we recite the mantras, light emit from your heart chakra, around your heart chakra, where the mantra is located, light emit from there. The moment that light touch the being that you're included in your meditation, healing meditations, the moment they touch light, instantaneously heal them. Mentally, physically, heal them, completely heal them. Follow their body. Become crystal clear, and that emerge as a like form of light. Then your energy, healing energy, boost in the highest level. You become one with the complete form of healing energy we've been visualizing and different colors. You become one with that healing energy, highest level of healing energies. So then you use that healing energies before you drink, before you eat, before you take your medications. The way to do is that you recite mantra 1, 2, 3 times, blow into the food and the water and the medications you drink. So then it becomes more effective. And I'm not just making this up, it's already been written in the text by Master Dhamma Banda, the main disciple of Dhamma Banda. Okay. Deyatha om bekaze, bekaze, maha bekaze, bekaze, raza samungade soha. Deyatha om bekaze, bekaze, maha bekaze, bekaze. Ranza samukade soha, teya pa om dekase dekase, maha dekase dekase, ranza samukade soha, teya pa om dekase dekase, maha dekase dekase, ranza samukade soha, teya pa om dekase dekase, maha dekase dekase, ranza samukade soha, teya pa om dekase dekase, maha dekase dekase, ranza samukade soha, teya pa om dekase dekase, maha dekase dekase. Ranza samukade soha. Now we become physically, mentally, become healthy. So this is a form of healing practice that you do in Buddhism. From the healing practice, that's how it's been done. Probably shortest form of healing meditations that can be expanded tremendously. For could take like hours and hours if you do intensively. But this is the shortest form of healing meditations so I myself try to do on a daily basis. Oh yeah, so now they've completed the meditations. So now we recite this. Quickly be free from the element. Please join with me, okay? Whatever disease there in the world, may they never occur again. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind, open an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind. Often, ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. Because doing the medicine for the practice, you did create merit. Okay? May all being everywhere plagued by suffering of body and mind, often ocean of happiness and joy by the virtue of my merit. Oh yeah. Thank you very much. Wonderful. So then you, you decide next Sunday what kind of meditation we do, okay? So this is a healing form of healing meditation. If you do, well, there will be a lot of benefit, you know. Before you take medications, supplement, you drink, you eat, if you say at least 3 months of blow, and that, you know, become more effective, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So that's the reason why there's like... Why the healing practice exists in Buddhism, there's a reason, because if you're a kind person, you know, kind-hearted, if you're more compassionate, then you have to live long, because society can benefit. Just you just being present on this planet, society can benefit. Okay? Well, yeah, thank you very much, and you all have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you, and again, thank you for participating in the meditations, okay? And see you next time.